This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Oh, I did. We had a great weekend.
Fantastic. Yeah, we did too. It was too short.
Absolutely.
That's my only complaint.
Well, we got a chance to go up to Charlotte, babysit the granddaughter while my daughters and son-in-law went to the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. So we had a good time.
That's so nice. I can't wait to be a grandparent.
It is the best.
I know. Yeah, that's the next big milestone in life. Can't wait for that. Definitely. I people ask, what are you going to do in retirement? Me? I'm going to just follow the kids around wherever they go. And I've told them whoever has the most, that's who we'll follow.
There
and the rest
go.
Of you have to move along behind. So just adding a little incentive there.
You've whoever got the right plan.
Whoever has the most grandkids will get the free babysitting. Yeah. So incentivizing that. Yes. Okay. Wait. I guess we got to do a show today, right?
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Well, we got nothing else to do, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, okay. Over the weekend, the big Biden lie continues. Okay. Here's what's about to happen. That the same people who now admit they hid Biden's dementia for 4 years with Soviet-level ruthlessness are about to be outraged at anyone who suggests Biden's inner circle may have also hid his cancer diagnosis. There's no way they miss this.
The plot sickens.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. You are on fire this morning. The plot sickens. That's great. Can I borrow that later
sure,
in the show?
Okay, absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. So the plot sickens. Yeah, they knew about this. There's no way they didn't know about this. And look, once you get, you're a guy, you get to a certain age, especially if you have great health care, like I don't know the president.
Yeah.
Every year you get a PSA test.
Oh,
this is, you know this,
I
right?
I get one every 6 months.
Yeah. My dad, same thing for years. My grandfather died of prostate cancer. Absolutely. You know what your number is.
Yeah.
Annual checkup. Very standard health care. Stage 4 cancer metastasized to the bone. No, they knew this. They knew this. And they lied about it. Or they weren't going to tell Americans about it. They were going to let us elect Joe Biden. Then we were going to find out about it. And then whoever's been operating the auto signature would just simply, you know, somebody, maybe, you know, by the end of the whole thing, Jill Biden and Hunter Biden were running the country. They were the ones sitting in on the meetings. So somebody was going to run the country. They didn't care. They don't care how many lies they have to tell. And so they had to have known about it. There's no way they didn't know about this. You get to stage 4 with this. Prostate cancer does not move fast.
No,
it doesn't.
No, I've known many men in my church and other relations that have gone through this. And as serious as it is not fast moving.
No.
And in fact, there are some at a certain age, they say, there's no real reason to bother with treatment. I mean, because you're going to die of old age before you die of this to begin with. Once again, I'm not diminishing this. This is serious. And if it gets to that stage, yes, it is certainly life-threatening. But this is not something that moves fast.
Yeah, my grandfather had had the, you know, had it for 10 years. So before he died from it. So absolutely, we don't want anyone to get cancer. But look, they knew. And there's so many signs they knew. Here, this was the strangest, one of the strangest clips after somebody auto-penned a resignation from Joe Biden. And people have said, they've done the handwriting comparison, you know, that thing he signed allegedly saying, and they put it online saying that he was not going to run for, he resigned from his campaign. He was not going to run for president. Doesn't even look like his handwriting. I mean, it's weird, right? The whole thing is weird. But even weirder, do you remember his brother Frank going on CBS and saying, well, we just want to enjoy the time we have left with Joe Biden? That was in July.
Yeah, that's interesting you point that out. Yeah, I remember that now. Because we at that time said, wow, what is he talking about?
You and I talked about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so here was that from CBS.
Here's what he told us. He said, I'm incredibly proud of my brother. Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left. He is a genuine hero. We asked him whether he feels that his brother's overall health and vitality played a major role in this decision. And he says, in my humble opinion, absolutely. So a member of the president's family now confirming that the president's health was indeed a major factor in this decision and calling his brother a hero for making the decision to pass.
Yeah, because he had stage four cancer.
Wow,
that's why.
Biden telling the truth for a change. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it doesn't happen very often. Well, here's the other thing. This is back in 2022. And I remember playing this. Biden said he had cancer in 2022, which to get to stage four with prostate, he would have. He would have had it. Take a listen. And I think I played this audio at the time. We wrote it off because he was lying about all of the rest of it. The oils, he said he got cancer from an oil slick. He was talking about why we need to get rid of oil or something. On his mom's windshield when she drove. And they went back and checked it. No, that's not a thing that happened in Delaware where he lived. That's not real. He made that up. And everybody just dismissed the other part he says in here where he says he has cancer.
And because it was a four-lane highway, my mother drove us rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
He says he has cancer. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt he knew in 2022 that he had cancer. And they just decided not to tell Americans. And today, it's going to be a lot of outrage at everyone on X on our side. This is what the mainstream media is going to do. How could they say they hid the cancer? How could they say that? Before, you know, you just wait 6 months, they'll admit they hid the cancer.
Yeah.
And that'll be treated as a bombshell. But right now, they're just telling a new big lie. So you're going to see the same people again today who now admit that they hid Biden's dementia for 4 years, the same media hacks, With Soviet-level ruthlessness, and they're about to be outraged at anyone who suggests Biden's inner circle may have also hid his cancer diagnosis. But they did.
And I want to ask another conspiracy question. Hmm. Why is this coming out now? What is it they're trying to get you not to look at?
Oh, the Herd tapes. We're going there next.
Okay. Well, that's
yeah, no,
exactly
this is
right. Yeah.
This is to elicit sympathy
yes.
for Joe Biden.
Yeah, which are, it's cringeworthy to listen to that.
Yeah, it's to deflect from the Herd tapes because they are shocking. And not in the way our side's been in this all wrong. They got to, everybody's running around go, oh, it proves he was senile. No, it does not. I sat and listened to all of it. That's not what I got at all. What I listened to was a president sit there and admit to a crime casually that he was at the time he was sitting there admitting, yeah, I kept classified documents around the house. So what of it? He's prosecuting, his DOJ is prosecuting Trump for the exact thing he is admitting right. to in the Herd tape. The exact thing.
Yep.
And when you listen to the tape, I think Joe knows he's got the dementia thing going on. He knows. He knows that too. Hunter Biden wrote that when he was running for office. Remember to his friend, Dr. Keith Abelo, their friends. And he said, oh, at least maybe Dad will remember where he lived, 1600 Pennsylvania. They all knew, right? Joe's using the dementia thing to get out of the crime. And if you listen to the tape uncut, as I did when I was on the treadmill, when it's convenient for Joe, he doesn't remember. In between the lies. He's... And he does this on purpose. I think he faked not remembering when Beau died. I really believe that because he brought it up, not them, him. And later on, Joe lied about it and said, how dare he ask me about my son dying? How dare he? He didn't. Joe brought it up. And then pretended he didn't remember when his son died. And you know how I know he's pretending? Joe has senior moments. We played them for you. They're bad. He was not having one in this interview. If you listen to it uncut, he's halting. He does old people stuff, but he is not demented. He is a lawyer. He's smart and he's on his ball. He's also a liar. And he tells three different versions of whether he remembered having classified data in his house or not. Three different versions in less than 3 minutes. It's crazy. We're going to get into all of that coming up on the show. Stick with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.